This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You can join us here as we launch into the third hour of the live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got a toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. State representatives getting into a public Facebook spat here in New Hampshire. The story went international over the last few days over toplessness. People still have an issue. A lot of people are still very, very stuck up when it comes to women being topless. Totally fine for men to be topless. We haven't had a caller tonight yet say that men should have to cover up as well. But women, ooh, their mammaries are special, huh? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And so, whatever your position is on this, you're certainly welcome to share it. Or you can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Sammy on the line in Indianapolis. Sammy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, Sammy. What's going on, fellas?
Welcome. You're on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, how are you guys?
We're great. Go ahead, Sammy.
Hey, I just wanted to say the last two callers wore me out, for one. second of all, and I think it's everybody's right to do what they want. This is the United States of America. Everybody's free.
Well, that's a nice idea. I would love it if that were true, but it's not.
No, it's not. And I think it's kind of stupid at all the fussing around over all this. If women want to walk around without tops on, that's their choice. But the big concern for me is what about all the perverts and the rapists and stuff that are lurking out there? And I would just feel really, I don't know, it'd be uncomfortable as a lady to be walking around without my top on.
Nobody is proposing to require women to walk around without a shirt or without a top.
And most of them won't. And this was something that Laura called in about earlier tonight. She brought up the same concern. And I think that there are some women who have that concern. But I'm sorry, I just don't believe that there's a rapist out there who is only going to rape if he sees a topless woman, or that that's somehow going to trigger some latent impulse to rape. I mean,
right.
You're talking
rapists
about
are going to rape because they want to rape. It's all about power. It's not about sex, for the most part.
Right. But that said, I mean, what's more likely to happen than rape is some leering, some, picture taking.
Right, but that doesn't happen at all when girls walk around in yoga pants.
Mm. Yeah, I've done my share of leering.
No, no, tripping over steps, things like that. Yeah,
Sammy, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate it. Yeah, it can be a tough issue, and thanks for the call tonight. But let the ladies decide that. Let them decide. You know, if they feel like there's a risk involved, then they have to weigh the comfort. Because when I was at the Free the Nipple trial, which happened earlier this week, I think on Monday, you can go to freekeen.com. The trial video is actually, I think, at the very bottom of the front page right now, or on the second page, because we post stuff all the time there. But one of the ladies testified on the stand that it's just more comfortable for her to be topless at the beach. And so, obviously, she's one of the people who's willing to accept whatever kind of risks might come along with that, you know, from some pervy dude or whatever, because she's more comfortable being that way. That's more important to her. Her comfort zone or her comfort level is more important than the fear of what might occur by the hand of some other person. And I think that's ultimately the question is, you know, are you afraid? If so, keep your top on. If not, then go for it, man.
If you're afraid of thieves, then you shouldn't wear nice clothes. You shouldn't have a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't flaunt that you have money, because that's just encouraging the thief.
Well, of course, you don't mean that. You're being facetious, but I get where you're coming from.
It's the same argument that people make of, you shouldn't walk around topless if you're a woman. That's how you find rapists.
Yeah, that's a good point. She was asking for it is the equivalent of...
The equivalent of, you were wearing an Armani suit and driving a really nice car.
Yeah, it's not okay to rape, and it's not okay to steal, no matter what the person looks like or does or flaunts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Jim in Missouri. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. At least I thought you were. Let me try pressing that button a second time. And maybe there's something screwy with my internet connection. Jim, are you with us? Jim going once. Jim going twice. I think we're actually having some connections issues. If our board op is there and can manually put Jim on the air, if they're paying attention to us, then that would be cool because it is not working for me right now. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on the backup line, which is 603-435-1105.
Or if you have Skype.
That's right.
And a decent internet connection, you will sound a lot better. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Looks like what happened there, according to my board operator, is every line went busy. So there was some sort of traumatic issue with the phone screening software there at the station or at the network. For people that don't know, we produce the show separately from where the actual network studios are. So our network is in Minnesota. We're here in Keene, New Hampshire. And so basically, you know, if something breaks there, I have nothing that I can do over here except for yell help to the board operator. But we do have our own lines in our Keene studio, and that's what 603-435-1105 is. So let's go straight to an unscreened call. You're on Free Talk Live. You're not supposed to do this on the radio, and that's why. So anyway, we can keep talking about
at least they didn't say something they weren't supposed to say.
Well, I still have control over the dump machine. That's
okay.
We're still good there. The internet has not gone down. It was just a problem with the phone system at the network. They'll do their best to get that back online, and we will take your calls toll-free when that happens. Meantime, 603-435-1105 or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. So let me just recap here briefly. I'm going to bring this quote back because we only really shared it in the first and second hour, and those of you who are just tuning in have not yet heard the quotes from the state representatives here who are the sponsors and the fans of this piece of legislation that would make it a criminal act, misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail, to be topless in a public place if you're not breastfeeding. The quote from State Representative Josh Moore is, quote, "Who doesn't support a mother's right to feed? Don't give me the liberal talking points, Amanda. If it's a woman's natural inclination to pull her nipple out in public and you support that, then you should have no problem with a man's to stare at it and grab it." I think he means a man's inclination to stare at it and grab it. "After all, it's all relative and natural, right?" Further, another state representative, Al Baldessaro, said, quote, "No disrespect, but your nipple would be the last one I would want to see." Boy, that's not disrespectful at all there, Al. Going on, he says, "You want to turn our family beaches into a pervert show." So, if you're a pervert, there's plenty of ways to get your rocks off in the world. And
yes,
if you want to see pictures of naked women, there are a lot of them out there.
Yes.
Now, I understand maybe some perverts would say that it's more exciting to see a woman naked in real life than it is to watch them on a video or see pictures of them on the internet. But I just don't really think that women being topless at the beach would turn it into a pervert show. I highly doubt that perverts would be, you know, lurking everywhere at the beach. Is that what happens in Europe? Because the guy who called earlier in the show said he went to the beach in Europe with his family, and there were nude people around, and it was no big deal. Nobody was leering unnecessarily at the nude people on the beach, and he did say that there were some good-looking women there on that particular beach, as well as some elderly people. So his observation was that there wasn't a problem with lecherous perverts hanging out, ruining the beach experience for everyone. It was just no big deal that people were topless, or actually full nude in that particular case. So you're welcome to join us here, 603-435-1105. That is our in-studio backup lines. We'll get you on the air for everybody who was on hold and was waiting to get on. Some folks had been on waiting patiently, and y'all probably just got bumped off by that technical difficulty. So do your best to get back in here. We'll do our best to get you on the air. 603-435-1105. This is Free Talk Live, and once those toll-free lines are back up and running, I'll let you know about that as well. Plus, you can Skype into the show. Send us a contact request over to us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. We continue with toplessness or whatever happens to be on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here, not toll-free at the moment, due to some crazy blow-up of the phone system at the network studios.
I didn't do it.
No, it wasn't me. You can dial us up, not toll-free, at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. But really, does anyone have to pay tolls for long-distance calls anymore?
I don't think so.
Most people, if you've got a cell phone, it's included these days. You know, back in the old days, there was this thing called long distance where you had to dial, well, you still have to dial the area code, but whenever you dialed something out of your local area calling area, they would call, you know, they'd charge you quite a bit of money to make that phone call.
Where I lived, because the phone system that we had, calling one of the neighboring towns was a long-distance call.
Yeah, that's just a crazy...
Because they were in a different...
Some government
phone something,
drew
whatever.
Some lines. Yeah, so government drew some lines and said, okay, this will be this area, this will be this area. And so, yeah, if you call just out of that just small little local calling area, then they hit you up with
fees. Yeah, but there were places, you know, further away, still within the county, that were considered
were in
local.
The area. Right.
But yeah, the neighboring town...
Line. You just crossed the arbitrary line.
Yeah.
So those things have changed now over time, and those calling areas still exist. But if you don't have like a landline phone, it doesn't affect you, thanks
right.
to all the cell phone competition that's been out there. Anyway, 603-435-1105. Let's go to T. She is on the line from Utah. T, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KZNU.
Hi. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I'm from California, and I live here in the state of Utah, and it's all about perspective here. We're, our culture here in Utah is a whole lot more conservative. I'm used to wearing less clothes and having warmer weather, and so it can be a little controversial. I've had people say things to me based on what I've wear, but the bottom line to it, I think, comes down to it doesn't really matter whether I see a woman topless or not or a guy topless or not. The idea is that you're impeding on my personal rights. You're impeding on your personal rights. And if I start allowing somebody to tell me what I can and cannot wear in public, then I start giving permission for the government to start telling me other things in my life, which I think they need to stay the heck out of.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a slippery slope.
It is. So, you know, and, you know, in all honesty, I've been to Mardi Gras before. Most women are not topless from the top up at Mardi Gras, where you're allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Places I've been where you're allowed to be topless or being nude, not everybody chooses to do that. Personally, I take really good care of myself, and I've always complimented on my external. I'm not going to walk around without a bra on. I've nursed six children, no matter how well I look with my clothes on. But that's my personal choice. But if somebody, some other woman decides that they want to do, and I have children, and I would teach my children that the anatomy of a human being, those are breasts, and any other term that you want to use for any other portion, I particularly use a medical terminology for human anatomy, and I don't make my children shameful of theirs or others. I just say, if you don't want to look, you need to turn your eyes away. Again, I think that's responsible parenting. I am a Christian, though my values are very important to me, but at the same time, other people don't live my values, so it's a hard time for me to say, you're going to live my expectations, even though you don't you don't own them, you don't accept them, and they don't belong to you. They belong
to
me.
I like a lot of what you've had to say so far. I don't think I disagreed really with anything, but I find myself curious now that you've described yourself as a Christian. I, you know, certainly I'm not going to presume you've been listening to the whole show, but there was a guy earlier who called in, and he was claiming he was a Christian, and he was saying that it's a sin for people to be naked in public. You don't share that same belief.
Well, the problem is that when individuals read the Bible, they tend to pull out from it based on not identifying the context. I mean, if you read the Bible and based on some of the things it says, it's based in a time and a culture that does not exist today. Does it mean the Bible doesn't apply to me today? I believe the Bible still applies to me today. But at the same time, I take wisdom and I take intelligence and I actually study it. And with that, I know the Bible does not say you're not allowed to be nude or topless anywhere in outside of your home. It talks about treasuring your body for your spouse or future spouse. And that's really where the focus is if you're going to talk about it. But it's not even specific in you cannot be topless in public.
So just because Adam and Eve were ashamed of themselves and they covered themselves up, that doesn't mean that you should be ashamed of yourself?
Exactly, but they were ashamed of their choices, and their choices led to shame, and when they realized that they were nude, it wasn't shame of their nudity, it was shame of their choices that led to where they were. Again, people don't like to read, they like to interpret and say, this is how I want it to apply to my life, and that's the way it is. By trade, I'm a behavioral therapist, and I used to work for the Department of Corrections in the state of California. So there's a lot of things that I probably see a little bit differently. Example, if a man is going to be outside and he's going to urinate on the side of his truck, if he's caught with a child driving by in a vehicle, can now be a sex offender for the rest of his life. Do I agree with that? Absolutely not. The torture our society puts on individuals, even though they have no idea why somebody's identified as a sex offender.
Yeah, I agree with you completely there. To loop people who have inadvertently exposed themselves or whatever, you know, urinating in public, to put them in the same category as an actual rapist or a child rapist or something like that is insane, and there are places that do it. And then when they get out of jail, they're saddled with this sex offender status. That means they have to check in with the police. They can't live in certain areas, and then
their life is damaged.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We've covered stories of teenagers that have shared pictures of themselves with their boyfriend or girlfriend,
right.
And then both of them wind up getting saddled with this sex offender thing because you've got child pornography. That there is a guy down in Virginia, 16-year-old, that was charged as an adult for possessing child pornography because he had nude photos of himself on his cell phone.
Right. And he's not the only one. It's those cases
just
keep coming.
That's what I'm talking about. The moment we give our state and our federal government an option to make these decisions for us, then we start getting into other ideas like we're talking about, like these small ideas where I saw men sitting in prison for extended amounts of time that did not belong there.
Absolutely.
They did not belong there. And it tore me up, and to see how their life was ruined, their families were injured, and on the outside, how it destroyed their life and their children's life. It's unacceptable. So,
great call. Thank you, T, for making it.
I appreciate your time.
Really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 850. Oh, wait, can't give you that number. That number's no good right now. The number right now, 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105. She's just right on. I can't disagree with a word she says. You know, if you want to pee on your own truck in public, go ahead. It's your truck.
Yeah, and even it might not necessarily be quote-unquote in public. You might be in your driveway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess you could argue that if you're peeing on your truck in someone else's driveway, then you've made a mess on their private property, and that could be a problem.
Right, but, you know, like, we're not talking about being at the parking meter downtown and whipping it out.
Well, I don't know. We didn't ask for where he was peeing on his truck. But
probably in his driveway.
Presuming you're in your own driveway, you should be able to pee on your truck. Toll-free number, 850. Oh, wait, no. That's the toll-free number, but I can't give it to you. Good habit, but not good in this case.
Don't pee on the electric fence, though.
603-435-1105. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here, not toll-free, but probably still free if you're using your cell phone to call. 603-435-1105 is the number, 603-435-1105. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We also still have Skype, which is always toll-free, as I understand it. Skype username is lrn.fm. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can call us easily on Skype, and you'll usually sound better than every other phone call. So don't hesitate to use that if you have it as an option. As we continue here, I want you to know, by the way, about saveitpurse.com. If you want to save 20% on pretty much everything you need to buy through Amazon, you need to go to saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin in order to get these huge discounts. And 20% isn't all that you can save. You can save 30. You can save 40. You can save 35. You get to decide what the discount is.
Up to 50.
Exactly. And if you want to do 5%, then you get Purse Instant. You don't have to wait for anyone to fulfill your order. Otherwise, the higher the percentage discount, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. But my experience now with over 30 transactions under my belt at saveitpurse.com is that anytime I price mine at 20%, it's been purchased within an hour. So it's super easy to use, and it works very, very well. SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. Right back to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll go first to Mike in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I'm just bringing back the whole breast talk.
Yes, sir.
Or topless. At the beach, right?
Yeah, well, wherever. The proposal is to ban toplessness anywhere in New Hampshire for women who are not breastfeeding.
Yeah, I think the big push for that is other females. I think their insecurity, I've seen another female, kind of like, they're the ones that are pushing against it.
Well, it's certainly true that there are women who are like that. I will grant you that, no doubt. But in this case, it's actually all male state representatives. Who were behind us, and he just hung up. So I guess he wanted to make his point and drop off. But yeah, it's all males who are behind us, and further, they're all male Republicans. So what sparked this controversy in the first place, it's now blown up, it's hit Raw Story, CNN, Huffington Post, it's all
Daily
over
Mail.
The place. Amanda Bolden is a state representative who is a liberty-loving person. She's a Free State Project early mover.
And she's a Democrat, Ian.
She is a Democrat, and she pointed out on her Facebook profile that, oh, well, what? Look at this. These sponsors of this topless restriction, this what will make it a misdemeanor for women to be topless in New Hampshire, all of the sponsors, 100% of them, are males and Republicans. And further, she called them out because she was bringing the fact up that they were Republicans because Republicans talk about smaller government. They say they want less government in people's lives. But yet here are several Republicans, two of whom are A-rated state representatives, meaning they vote pro-liberty on most issues most of the time. So
all of them are at least a B.
Right. Credit to them for voting in the right way on a lot of things. No doubt about that. But they are in the wrong on this point. So she pointed out their hypocrisy. You can't say you're in favor of smaller government and then advocate for something that makes the government larger. They are adding code to the statutes. They are creating bigger government. There's no way you can argue they aren't.
And the argument is we're not growing government. We're preserving values.
It's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous.
You're talking about putting women in a prison cell because they've taken their shirt off. Let's go to Cindy in Georgia, listening to WNNG. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the call. And you are having phone problems. But, you know, I got to say, I'm a Christian. I don't want to specify religion. But let's say that the ultimate question is, what would you wear to be prepared to receive anybody that you had a lot of respect for? Would you be going to the front door topless if you knew that, you know, somebody that you cared a great deal about was out there? No, of course not. Would you go to the beach and do that? No, of course not. Now, of course, there's times when you want to go to the beach and you should dress appropriately, accordingly, do whatever. But why is there so much controversy about how you should dress? Just dress like you would dress if you were going to meet somebody you cared greatly about.
But the question is whether or not someone should be arrested for not dressing the way that someone else thinks that they should be dressed.
Right, I understand that. And see, that's the thing. You can't have that kind of a law so that is subject to somebody else deciding what is or isn't appropriate.
So you agree then that a lady who wants to be topless or a man who wants to be topless should be free to make that choice?
Yes, indeed. And if I were to actually see them making that choice, they make their choice, they live with their choice, I would avert my eyes or do whatever I needed to do, but
well, thank you. I think that's a good Christian viewpoint, rather than some of these other people who have claimed to be Christians calling the show here tonight advocating to put someone in a prison cell. Because I would ask them, who would Jesus imprison for being topless? I don't think he would do that.
That's right. If you think about who he empowered as people that they look down on, that he said, no, don't look down on them. Yeah. I mean, you just let people make their own choices and then you do what you need to do otherwise.
Thanks for the call tonight, Cindy. I appreciate it. Let's continue. Here we go to Skype, where Steven is on the line from Uruguay. Hey, Steven.
I'm down in Montevideo, enjoying the nice weather and looking for some political diversification, some more freedom. Uruguay is generally known as the freest place in South America, And I wanted to tell the listeners about setting up a corporation in Uruguay. Anyone in the world, if you have like an online business, you can set up a corporation and there's zero taxes and very few restrictions or regulations. There's no monetary controls, and there's several dozen free trade zones where there's no restrictions at all on businesses. And anyone in the United States could set up a corporation in Uruguay.
How difficult is that?
Apparently not very difficult. You need proof of residence wherever you live. You could prove that you live in New Hampshire, and you also need a phone number.
Can someone who, I mean, but I don't know if you're an expert on this yet, but can someone who sets up a corporation in Uruguay use that corporation in the United States to do business?
Yes, you can use it, though you can't probably use it to get a United States bank account. If you're doing business online, you can transfer funds from PayPal to your Uruguayan corporation or from Bitcoin through Bitstamp to your Uruguayan corporation.
Could I use the corporation to register a car with a state in the United States?
Unknown so far. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, I'm very interested in hearing your experience. So it sounds like you're just starting to dabble in this particular area.
Yeah, I'm down here trying to set up some non-United States entities. It seems like it's pretty straightforward in Uruguay. Plus, right, the weather's awesome.
Uruguay still exists as a country, correct?
Kind of. From what I can tell, the government is super communist, which means they're completely ineffective and have very little control. There's lots of international zones that don't have any regulations or government.
The reason that I asked if Uruguay still existed as a country is because they've got something down there in Uruguay that I'm always told, if you have that here, we cease to be a country. Uruguay has open borders.
Ooh, really?
They have very lax immigration. They essentially have open borders.
Was that your experience?
That's right. That's right. When we flew in, there were no questions, business or pleasure. It was just put your thumb here and go on through. It looked like their detecting machines weren't even on. Like
Welcome to my country.
No fees, nothing like that.
Fantastic. Stephen, I want to hear more about your experiences in Uruguay another night. So please be sure to call back in and let us know. It's always fascinating to hear, you know, the perspectives from elsewhere in the world, especially somebody else experiencing it for the first time. Thanks for calling. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here, we don't have it right now because the phones are broken. But not every phone line is broken. You can dial in at 603-435-1105. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're already on the line, we will hopefully have time to get you on the air with us here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us 7 nights a week here for Free Talk Live. We do this show every night. It's always live. Go to freetalklive.com. You can grab all kinds of free stuff there, including archives. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can actually submit show topics right there to the front page of the website via our Reddit-based system, all totally free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's the hour and a half long feature length documentary film produced by Free State Project participants, the first documentary made by Free State Project participants. I happen to be the executive producer of the movie. I am also a big fan of the movie, and if you haven't seen it yet, well, don't worry. You can go watch it for free whenever you want over at victimlesscrimespree.com. There's a link there to the YouTube. And over 170,000 views so far. So thank you to everybody who's watched and shared Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you want to buy it on DVD, that's available too. The director's cut, available for less than $8 over at Amazon. Just go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Or if you want to just grab the DVD, go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we'll go next to Dave, listening in Indy, to WIBC FM. Hey, Dave.
You hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great. Go ahead.
Hey, you're the first radio show I ever called, so congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
You worked really hard in your career.
I appreciate that.
The caller called in earlier talking about marijuana. I'm a truck driver, which means that, like, no matter where I live, I can't smoke anything or anything like that. It's federally against the law for me. But I was kind of confused on whether or not he was talking about marijuana or a meth lab.
Okay, so you were talking about the guy who was saying that marijuana legalization's bad because some people might blow up their apartments, and he was specifically talking about those people who have done, you know, started fires, for instance, when they were doing an extraction of THC from the marijuana plant, which usually involves some sort of flammable solvent. So that is what was happening.
That's the faster way to do it.
There are other ways.
Another way you do it where you let it soak for about 6 months. But nobody really wants to hold on to products for that long.
So that was the answer there, but go ahead.
I'm aware of the process. I'm just saying that I don't think that that's a common enough occurrence. Like, I've set a pan on fire cooking toast. So, like, we're not going to outlaw toast, though. And with the other conspiracy, or not conspiracy, but the problem with women being topless versus men being topless, the best way I can come up with to explain that is that you can't deny one group rights based on your perceived, what the perceived reaction of another group is.
Right, it's the heckler's veto.
What's that?
What you're describing is what's called in the legal system the heckler's veto, the idea that because someone will be offended should prohibit someone from exercising their rights, and it shouldn't.
Exactly. So,
hey, question for you. I've got a question for you as a professional driver. You said that the feds are regulating, that you can't use drugs or whatever, is you can't smoke cannabis. Do the feds test you, or is it the companies that you drive for that test you?
The company tests me, but it's federally mandated that they have to test me.
What if you're an owner-operator?
You're still required to participate in a random drug testing. There's a service that you can pay for that randomly tests you. It's a little bit relaxed with those guys because they get like a 7 to 9 day window, which for cannabis you can take care of pretty much anything.
Interesting.
And I used to work for an airline which is regulated under the DOT.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail a drug test, then you can never get a DOT job ever again if you fail one DOT drug test. So what I've known people that they knew they were going to fail the drug test, so they quit the job. That way it didn't show up in their record that you got fired for failing a drug test.
Hey, Dave, great call. Really interesting and informative. I appreciate it, man. I'm going to continue here. We're going to, this is Ed in Delaware. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay. Listen, I've been listening to some of these calls that have been coming in, and quite frankly, I'm once again bewildered by the fact that people are responding to this.
What?
It seems to
responding to what?
The subject. It seems that these politicians have once again created an issue of a bait and switch. I doubt whether this issue was on their campaign to get elected.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah, and all it really does is it distracts you from the fact that they're not doing their job.
I presume you're talking about the topless issue because we have had a few different issues here.
Yes, the topless issue, you know, because that's going to grab most people's interest. And like I said, the politicians are once again doing a bait and switch, so where they're failing in the job that they're supposed to be doing, it's very frustrating.
Well, in the case of these politicians, they actually do a good job on a lot of issues. Like they've got in New Hampshire, they're rated as A-rated state reps by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Now, I don't know what your political viewpoint is, but I'm a libertarian, and I love the ideas of freedom, and people who vote for them, I sure do appreciate it. And these guys generally vote for the right choices on a lot of issues. But in this case, they've come off looking very, very intolerant, and the things that they've been saying have been super rude on the topic. It's outrageous.
Well, once again, I look across the board at all the politicians, and it seems like subject matters keep coming up and taking us off the line of what they're supposed to be doing.
What do you think they're supposed to be doing?
Well, I think it would be off the top of my head right away, I would say dealing with the homeless, dealing with people who are hungry, dealing with our prison systems. The list goes on and on.
I think you're going to constantly be disappointed by politicians because ultimately,
yeah, I understand.
You know, they're
understand
in it for
that.
Themselves. They're in it to help their friends and punish their enemies, and really it rarely goes beyond that. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. These politicians,
if you want to help the homeless, stop looking to the politicians. Okay? There's in right here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a great private charity that is called the 100 Night Shelter. They're open during the 100 coldest nights of the year. They provide beds for people. I donate directly to them. I don't expect the politicians to take care of homeless people. The state homeless shelters suck. The state homeless shelters, they encourage homelessness. They encourage people to stay dependent on the state. And, you know, they just give them a room and they let, you know, let them keep it as long as they want to. There's no encouragement for them to improve their lives.
Or what they'll do, because in New Hampshire there's a requirement that the state-run or the government-run homeless shelters cannot refuse anyone a bed. So what they'll do, somebody calls or shows up and says, hey, I need a bed for tonight. They say, well, we don't have a room here, but there's a room 70 miles away.
And they'll drive them there, right?
And they do offer to drive them.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people do actually have part-time jobs, and they say, I can't
do that.
Go 70 miles away. I've got a job that I've got to be at tomorrow. Well, we didn't refuse this person service. He refused what we offered.
Yeah. If you're looking for compassion, the state is the last place you want to look. Let's go to Will from the Muslims for Liberty. Muslims4liberty.org. Will Cully's on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
Short on time, but go ahead quickly if you can.
Well, I wanted to make a point for all of those, moral orals out there who've been calling in all night trying to push their moral argument and their moral viewpoint, that this is another place where, you know, I have to say the Muslims got it right again. In the text that you read, the historic text that discuss the things that were going on in culture in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were actually certain Yemeni tribes and northern African tribes that were known for walking in the marketplace in Mecca and Medina topless. It was just a normal part of their culture. It was something that not only happened in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but continued for at least 100 years, if not more.
And were they Muslims, or were they just tribes that happened to be in the market in Mecca?
People that happened to be there that were not Muslim, who were part of, you know, different tribes in Africa.
So the Muslims weren't forcing them to put clothes on. What you're saying.
No, actually, that's the funny thing is that you see writings of texts from scholars from about 100 to 150 years after the death of Muhammad who are actually complaining about the fact that this was something protected by law, it wasn't criminalized, and they wish that it had been.
Interesting. So you're saying the orthodox viewpoint on toplessness of non-Muslims is to simply look the other way, not to force the Muslim viewpoint on those people.
Exactly. Men are actually specifically encouraged to simply avert their gaze.
Thanks, Will, for your call tonight. Muslims4liberty.org, your website. If you didn't get on tonight, call us tomorrow. We'll be here live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.